The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I have told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord Jesus. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd share with you something now, a mystery of divine providence as it unfolds in our first reading. Okay? So consider this. In the first reading we hear, a severe persecution of the church broke out in Jerusalem and all were scattered. And they buried the bones of Stephen, unjustly attacked and executed. Saul, meanwhile, breathed murderous threats and entered house after house, dragging out men and women and handing them over to be imprisoned, and Christians from all over the area fled for the hills. Consider for a moment how what appears to be a terrible disaster is actually divine providence in disguise. Soon as the Christians flee to the hills, the apostles follow after. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria. And all the other apostles traveled as well. And the gospel spread for the first time. If it hadn't been for those murderous threats and the activity of Saul and the persecution against the Christians, they would have stayed complacently in Jerusalem. But as it is, they began to fulfill our Lord's commands to be his witnesses to Judea and to Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. Look down through history and this pattern you will find. What appears to be a disaster or even a mere hardship in God's providence is the unfolding of something greatly good. Pharaoh persecuted the Israelite people and chased them to the edge of the Red Sea where they were about to meet certain doom. But if he hadn't done that, God would not have opened the Red Sea like a wall to their right and to their left so that, led by Moses, they would pass dry shod through the middle and on their way to the promised land. Pontius Pilate equivocated in his weakness and handed Jesus over to death. But if he hadn't, we would not have had the execution that led to our redemption and the resurrection on Easter Sunday. St. Paul colluded in the martyrdom and the execution of St. Stephen, but if he hadn't, God wouldn't have used that event to bring about Paul's own conversion. Paul, the greatest evangelist and spreader of the gospel the church has ever known. The enemies of God rage against God's activity. But whether they know it or not, they only serve to further bring about God's will. It happens every time. One of my favorite little stories now, back in 2005, they just elected Benedict as the new pope. And he'd made his speech to the tens of thousands who had all gathered to hear him, and the millions more around throughout the world there in St. Peter's Square. And when it was all over, Benedict retired back inside. And standing there on the balcony of St. Peter's Square, looking out across the tens of thousands milling about below him, was the late Cardinal George, Archbishop of Chicago, staring out into the vastness of the crowd. And a reporter later asked him, "What were you thinking as you gazed out into the crowd?" Cardinal George said, "I was thinking that 2,000 years ago, the enemies of St. Peter executed him crucifying him upside down in this very place. And when they were finished, they brushed the dust from their hands and said to themselves, well, that's the last we'll ever hear of St. Peter. 2,000 years later, here we are electing his 265th successor. And I was wondering, where are their successors? You cannot thwart God's will. Now, it's a very important lesson to remember. I don't know about all of you, but I don't even try to follow the news anymore. You want to know why? It's a full-time job. All I know is that everything's crazy and everybody's angry. Okay? And if you don't want to get caught up in that, deepen your faith in this, that no matter what happens, God is always active and God is always supremely powerful. This is what our Lord meant when he said, "This is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he gave me." Let's learn to see our lives and our world with God's own sight, because it has the power to dispel anxiety and to fill our hearts with unconquerable hope. Amen.